Welcome back to Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit. You have made it to day three with me. So if you've been listening, if you're to day three with me, first off, I want to say congratulations and thank you. Thank you for accepting your journey and thank you for going along with me and letting me be the person that helps guide you throughout this journey. So I just want to congratulate you on any success that you've made up to today and let you know that this is just the beginning of your growth. Now, to the good stuff, as I like to say. Today, we're going to talk about how to attract abundance into your life. And that means in all areas of your life, okay? So today, we're going to explain to you what abundance truly is and how you can incorporate that into all areas and levels of your life. So that's a little bit about what we'll be going over today. If you missed our past two episodes, I've actually talked about a few different things in the past two episodes, very enlightening, very opening, just giving you a nice intro into the spiritual world. Now we're at the point where we're ready to dive into a little bit more information about that spiritual world. So today, like I said, we're talking about how to attract abundance into your life. And first, I guess we need to start off with what even is abundance. Most people don't fully understand what abundance is or what it means. So I like to say that's going to be the first place that we start. So what is abundance? Abundance is a way of living. It's a thought process. It's an idea. It's an act. It is something you do. Living a life of abundance means that you are living the absolute best version of yourself, which means you are living your life to the fullest. You are living a positive life where you are putting out positive energy into the universe. That positive energy is manifesting nothing but greatness for you. It is manifesting positive things in all areas of your life. Abundance can be linked to what is called affluence. Affluence is wealth, having wealth, or achieving wealth or success financially. And basically, affluence is all those millionaire or billionaire quotes or gifs that you see, where they've got the millionaire mansion or the nice car, the nice watches, nice shoes, nice earrings. That's going to be what affluence falls under, those actual tangible things, whereas abundance is the actual overall aspect of life. So understanding the difference in those two and what exactly it means is a good place to start when it comes to abundance. Now, we're talking about abundance, which is the best possible version of you, to where you are living out your experience with nothing but positivity that you're putting out in the universe, and the universe is giving that back to you, nothing but positive, good energy. So that is manifesting great positive things and success in your life and in all areas of your life. So how do you get to this abundance that we're talking about? How do you get to this affluence? How do you get to an overall understanding of your life and the best version of it? Well, first, you have to start off with understanding what the best version of you is. If you don't understand what the best version of you is, how can you try to figure that out and apply that to life? To be serious, you're going to need to sit down and evaluate some things. And what I like to tell people to do to start off with, you know, is to sit down and write down your perfect day. When you're getting to understand this whole abundance thing, you need to understand that there are no limits to abundance. The world is your oyster. You can have whatever it is that you want in this world. You can achieve whatever it is that you want in this world. And once you understand that, you can change a lot of things within your life. So with that being said, I like to tell people to start off with writing down your best possible day. So I will give you this homework. We're going to talk about some other things, but in the middle of this, I'm going to drop down some homework for you, a challenge, while we're finishing the rest of today's episode. So while we're going through the episode, I want you to listen and take in the information. But I also want you to grab a piece of paper, and I want you to write down your absolute most awesome day okay, I want you to write down the best possible version of you within that day. Okay, so when I said the best possible version of you, I want you to write down your attitude, how you feel that day, the clothes you're wearing, the things that you're doing, the things you're manifesting, the success that you're having. The absolute best and most amazing version of yourself that you could possibly manifest right now in your whole mind, I want you to write that down. And once you allow yourself to be free and actually be creative and flow into some things that might not exist like that, that specific version of yourself, you'll open up the doors to manifestation. Manifestation is when you take your thoughts and ideas, you put those energies out into the universe and those manifest things within your life. And the manifestation goes very closely with abundance because you have to manifest abundance in your life. So with the exercise of you writing down the things that you see for the absolute best version or most awesome version of yourself is opening those lines to manifestation. It is opening the line to that area of your brain that gives you the ability to manifest this greatness within your life. So that's our first little challenge today. Write down the absolute most best version of yourself. Piece of paper, just, you know, you and all your glory, how you would be, write that down. Now, we're going to move back a little bit. I'm going to go back, rewound. I know that was a horrible rewound sound, but we're going to rewind back to just back to the idea of abundance. So abundance in all areas of your life means that you have mastered all areas of your life. When we say mastered all areas of your life, to be a master of something, you got to put in those 10,000 hours. You got to work at it and work at it and work at it and become the best. You got to learn the best and the most knowledge about everything that you can. So, for example, if you're going to be a master at yoga, you need to know every yoga move. You need to know how to move into each step. You need to know how to teach it. You need to teach somebody else. You need to know the movements and be able to perform them. If you are going to be a master karate expert, you need to know all the karate moves. You need to have went through all the levels of mastery when it comes to the different belt levels. So the same thing with everything in life that you can master or conquer. You have to go through the levels and be able to complete all aspects of that study and growth. So the same thing goes about within your life. When you're looking to achieve abundance within your life, you have to master the 3 to 4 areas of life. Now, it all depends on the person that you're talking to, how many actual areas of life that they're out of focus on. But to name, we have our financial area of life. We have our relationships. Okay, we have our career and we have our spirituality. Now, you could break that down as well into health, spirituality, and then you could also break that down into a few more different areas. So you could do wealth, spirituality, and finance, which will cover those areas in your life. So we'll, for all intents and purposes, we'll stick with 3. We'll stick with finances, okay, spirituality, and health. Those are going to be the 3 areas of life that we're going to focus on. So in order to achieve abundance in your life, you've got to master your finances. You've got to master your relationships. You have to master your career. You have to master your spirituality. You have to master your health. You have to master these areas of life and become the best that you can in these areas. Once you've mastered those things and those areas in life, you can say that you've achieved the absolute level, which is abundance. So, for example, let's just give you some examples of you know, experiencing the best version of yourself within these areas and mastering these things. So, if you were going to master your finances, right? Mastering your finances means getting to a point where you're living steady, getting to a point where you're no longer living paycheck to paycheck, getting to a point within your career where you're at that level of satisfaction, getting to that level in your career where you're making the money that you want to and you're able to save 2 months of income, 2 months of bills at least, expenses, I mean, within that. So for those are just some examples of mastering, you know, your finances. You know, when it comes to your relationships, mastering your relationships, that would mean that in all areas of your life, you have handled any dark or gray areas within relationships within your life. So when it comes to friends, when it comes to family, you have grown those connections with them. You have taken care of or handled any negative feelings in regards to those people. You have mastered communication in those areas, and you are at an area where you can just about talk to and experience anything with anybody in your life. So that's just an idea of mastering that. If we're talking about spirituality, that means that you're spiritually awakened. You are on a spiritual growth path. You are thinking consciously. You are acting, and you are living a life that is built upon a certain decree or a level of spiritual understanding. You practice positivity in your everyday life and manifestation and visualization and the basic idea of act, think, and be. So that's a general idea of mastering spirituality. If you're going to master your health, mastering your health would come down to making sure that you're eating clean, making sure that you have a high level of fruits and vegetables within your diet, making sure that you also, within that high level of fruits and vegetables, have a nice balance of vitamins and protein within your life as well, where you have achieved an overall level of spirituality and self, inner self health, that you can basically regenerate your body. You basically can heal yourself. You don't have to worry about any of these worldly ailments, these earthly ailments, like diabetes, high blood pressure, sicknesses, all these things, because you have evolved past that state. That's the example of health-wise, how you could conquer that. So in general, we're mastering all areas of our life so that we can achieve abundance. Now, I know that you're thinking, this is a lot. Oh my goodness, you're talking about a lot of stuff. Well, first off, we can start simply here. In order to achieve abundance within your life, you need to spark change. You need to do something different. Instead of doing the same old, eating the same foods, experiencing the same things, you know, going to the same job, talking to the same people, dating the same people, you have got to do something that's going to spark change into your life, that's going to put you on this path of abundance. Once you start putting yourself in line with your soul mission, you will notice that things start just falling into place. Whatever it is, the thing that you do in your life that is so easy that it just comes to you with great ease and it makes you happy. It genuinely joys you, gives you a joy within your heart to do this thing. That's what you're supposed to be doing. That's your life or soul mission. And once you align yourself with your soul mission or your soul path, there's nothing that can stop you when it comes to abundance. There's nothing that you can't do when it comes to abundance. So you just need to stop, evaluate, and act. Act, think, be. Act like a success. Think like a success. Be a success. It's as simple as that. Now, I know we talked about a lot when it comes to abundance and manifestation and getting these things into your life. If you're interested in learning a little bit more about abundance and just overall spirituality, you can definitely visit any of my websites. If you go to my Instagram at thegoddessqueen18, or if you go to Facebook, look for The Goddess Queen as well, you will see a bunch of articles, and these articles will give you a very good idea into an intro of abundance and what it truly means to have that experience in life. We will dive more into it, but sometimes having things in paper in front of you helps. So we've made it to that awesome, awesome, awesome point within the show. We are going to do some meditation, okay? So today, I want you to focus on abundance. We're going to think about abundance, and we're going to manifest some abundance into your life today. So I want you to stop, take a moment, and find a quiet place. Find a quiet moment within yourself if you don't even have a quiet place. Just stop and sit. Stand still if you have to, and just be still. Close your eyes. Start your deep inhale and exhale. We're inhaling through our nose, out through our mouth. We are creating a flow within our body. Taking in that positive energy from the universe and letting go any negative energy. Okay? Now at this moment, I want you to stop and I want you to think. Clear your mind and open it to think. What you're thinking about is I want you to sit here and I want you to think about the best version of you. I want you to close your eyes and I want you to picture your idea of the most awesome you. Whether she's wearing Prada or Gucci, whether he is a CEO or she is a CEO at a company, whether you're married or not, have kids or not, I want you to sit here and I want you to imagine that person right now standing in front of you. As if they were a part of your life right now. As if they were you looking back at you at this exact moment. Picture you at your absolute most awesome self. And right now I want you to save that image. I want you to ask the universe to help you grow. To help you build this image of yourself. To help you build this person. I want you to ask the universe to help align you with the life and the dimension to where you are the best version of yourself. Take a deep inhale as you save this perfect version of yourself into your head. Save it into your brain and into your mind and into your soul so that you never forget about her or him again. Sow those seeds of greatness into your life. With a deep inhale and a deep exhale. Namaste. Ashe. You have just manifested the first version of a truly abundant you. The version of you where you are living your best abundant life. I want you to take that version. I want you to hold it. And I want you to always remember it. I wish you all the absolute best. I thank you for joining me on this journey and joining me on this path. Thanks for episode 3. You all look out for episode 4 coming very soon. Like I said, I'm trying to be on here every day for you and giving us this true idea of what it means to achieve these things within our life and truly get down to that mind, body, soul, and spirit. That's it for today. This is the Goddess Queen signing off. Again, I hope you have an amazing day. Stay awesome. Stay blessed. Stay abundant. Stay positive. Namaste. Ashe.